I was very much pleased and astonished at the glorious show of these gay vegetables that arose in such great profusion on all the banks about us. Sometimes I considered every leaf as an elaborate piece of tissue in which the threads and fibers were woven together into different configurations, which gave a different coloring to the light as it glanced on the several parts of the surface. Sometimes I considered the whole bed of tulips, according to the notion of the greatest mathematician and philosopher that ever lived, as a multitude of optic instruments, designed for the separating light into all those various colors of which it is composed. I was awakened out of these, my philosophical speculations, by observing the company often seemed to laugh at me. I accidentally praised a tulip as one of the finest I ever saw, upon which they told me it was a common fool's coat. Upon that I praised another, which, it seems, was but another kind of fool's coat. I had the same fate with two or three more, for which reason I desired the owner of the garden to let me know which were the finest of the flower. For that I was so unskillful in the art that I thought the most beautiful were the most valuable, and that those which had the gayest colors were the most beautiful. The gentleman smiled at my ignorance.